O daughters of Zion, O Abraham's sons.
Hello, and here are our readings for Thursday, April 30th, 2020, from our daily reading plan as we continue to seek Him through His Word as a family of families. Today we'll be reading Psalm 56, 9 through 13, Leviticus 23, 23 through 24, 9, and Mark 7, 24 through 37. We'll be starting with Psalm 56, 9 through 13. Then my enemies will turn back in the day when I call. This I know that God is for me, and God whose word I praise, in the Lord whose word I praise, in God I trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? I must perform my vows to you, O God. I will render thank offerings to you, for you have delivered my soul from death, yes, my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Leviticus 23, 23 through 24, 9. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall observe a day of solemn rest, a memorial proclaimed with blast of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work, and you shall present a food offering to the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, now on the tenth day of this seventh month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be for you a time of holy convocation, and you shall afflict yourselves and present a food offering to the Lord. And you shall not do any work on that very day, for it is a Day of Atonement, to make atonement for you before the Lord your God. For whoever is not afflicted on that very day shall be cut off from his people. And whoever does any work on that very day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You shall not do any work. It is a statute forever throughout your generations, in all your dwelling places. It shall be to you a Sabbath of solemn rest, and you shall afflict yourselves on the ninth day of the month, beginning at evening, from evening to evening shall you keep your Sabbath. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the people of Israel, saying, on the 15th day of this seventh month, and for 7 days is the Feast of Booths to the Lord. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work. For 7 days you shall present food offerings to the Lord. On the eighth day you shall hold a holy convocation and present a food offering to the Lord. It is a solemn assembly. You shall not do any ordinary work. These are the appointed feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim as times of holy convocation, for presenting to the Lord food offerings, burnt offerings, and grain offerings, sacrifices, and drink offerings, each on its proper day, besides the Lord's Sabbaths, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vow offerings, and besides all your free will offerings, which you give to the Lord. On the fifth day of the seventh month, when you gathered in the produce of the land, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord 7 days. On the first day, shall be a solemn rest, and on the eighth day shall be a solemn rest. And you shall take the first day of the fruit of splendid trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. You shall celebrate it as a feast to the Lord for 7 days in the year. It is a statute forever throughout your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All native Israelites shall dwell in booths, that your generation may know that I made the people of Israel dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Thus Moses declared to the people of Israel the appointed feast of the Lord. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, command the people of Israel to bring you pure oil from beaten olives for the lamp, that a light may be kept burning regularly outside the veil of the testimony in the tent of meeting. Aaron shall arrange it from evening to morning before the Lord regularly. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations. He shall arrange the lamps on the lampstand of pure gold before the Lord regularly. You shall take fine flour and bake 12 loaves from it. 2/10 of an ephah shall be in each loaf, and you shall set them in 2 piles, 6 in a pile on the table of pure gold before the Lord. And you shall put pure frankincense on each pile, that it may go with the bread as a memorial portion, as a food offering to the Lord. Every Sabbath day Aaron shall arrange it before the Lord regularly. It is from the people of Israel as a covenant forever, and it shall be for Aaron and his sons, and they shall eat it in a holy place, since it is for him a most holy portion out of the Lord's food offerings, a perpetual due. Mark 7:24-37. And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know, yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Sepharician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. But she answered him, yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. And he said to her, for this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter. And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. And they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears. And after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, he has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is the word of the Lord in our readings for Thursday, April 30th. And in particular, I want us to actually dig into this Mark passage a little bit, especially about these dogs and crumbs, and really ask, what is it that is going on here? This woman comes to Jesus because her daughter has an unclean spirit and she had heard of him. And the Gospel of Mark makes it a specific point to say this woman was a Gentile. Now, once again, Mark was specifically written to Gentiles so that they could hear the gospel. That's why Mark has all these parentheses throughout his gospel explaining Jewish customs. If you were writing to a Jewish audience, they wouldn't have needed the explanation of Jewish customs. This is written towards Gentiles. So Mark makes it a specific point to point out that this woman was a Gentile. And she begs Jesus to cast out this demon that's in her daughter. And he says to her, let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And yes, if that sounds like that could be very offensive for someone to say, it was. Jesus is saying, let the children be fed first. And what he's talking about here is the people of Israel. For it is not right to take the people of Israel's bread and throw it to the dogs, the Gentiles. So he's comparing the Gentiles to dogs here. Now, he is speaking metaphorically, obviously, with the language he's using, but he's also trying to state a point. First the Jews, and then to the Gentiles, as Paul would later say in his calling to be an apostle to the Gentiles. Now, we also have to understand this is in a Gentile region, the region of Tyre and Sidon. So it's not unusual for him to be around Gentiles. Jesus had no issues with Gentile people. But there's something he's trying to teach us here, and it comes in the answer of the woman. She said to him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. She is not offended by Jesus' words. She understands that she is separate from God. She is separated from God in a way that no one in the Gentile culture could ever explain. The Jews claimed to have this close connection with God, for they had the temple. They had the temple to worship and go and stand in the presence of God. But this Gentile woman had no such option. So she takes no insult to Jesus' statement, understanding that she is separated from God, and she needs God for this miracle. And it is for this statement, Jesus says, "You may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. There is a simple acknowledgement that we realize here in what happens of understanding who we are without Christ that we must understand. Without Christ, we are separated from God. Without Christ, we are condemned. Without Christ, we are helpless. But it is through Christ. It is through humble admission of our need for Christ. It is through this faith that Jesus responds. It is through this faith that Jesus brings healing. It is through this faith that Jesus makes this woman's daughter whole. It isn't because she's not a Jew. It isn't because she's a Gentile. It is because of her faith in her acknowledgement of who she is in comparison to him. And that is indeed a beautiful thing. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen. Bring it back home, my children.